Welcome to Break to the Entertainer right here on 1480 AM KTHX. Greg Isaac here alongside Jill Sefardo and, of course, our great producer, Eric Reinert. It's time for Halloween, of course.
It's not time for Halloween. Yeah. It is Halloween.
It is. And I'm trying to think. Well, obviously.
Come on, more enthusiasm. I know. Dancing. Breakthrough Entertainment's dance party.
Who's dancing with my mask? I can't keep it on.
You can't talk with it.
Fallout Boy, there we go. With
yes.
The Munsters song.
Uma Thurman, yes, we've got the Munsters bringing us into
Uma
the show.
Thurman?
It's called Uma Thurman.
I don't blame them. She's Uma great.
What?
You know what? I don't blame them.
You know, like 20
I also
years ago
would say that you want to make sure that you don't break down today with all the ghosts, goblins, Michael Myers especially. Interesting guy that he is. Very mute, though. Doesn't talk a lot. So you want to visit Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair. Make sure your oil changes. Everything's up to date. 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Visit them online at alexandersautorepair.com.
Yes. Yes. It is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween special. Best Halloween special ever.
Yes.
And yes, Uma Thurman, Fallout Boy, bring us into the show.
Yes.
Munsters. And Greg, of course, our listeners can't see us, but they can
right.
tune into our Meerkat stream at
yeah.
Breakthrough Entertainment. And today, you are, of course, Jason.
Yeah, I am. Like a glow-in-the-dark Jason.
And
I mean, to be perfectly honest, Greg, yeah. your outfit took like 3 more seconds of thought than mine did.
It did.
Yeah. Eric is dressed as a radio engineer.
As Eric.
Well, I have Charles Lee Ray yeah. with me, too. Hey, Chucky's in the house. Meerkat folks could see it. We'll take some pictures, put it on Facebook. He always has a smile on his face.
And Yvok on our Meerkat is asking, is Greg starting in net tonight for the Coyotes?
I probably should, you know. But,
yeah.
No.
And
unfortunately, no.
And our Meerkat watchers can also see that I am dressed fully in gold. I've got gold hair, gold face, my entire body. What?
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, well, thanks for noticing.
Well, I noticed the gold LeMay suit.
Yes.
Are you from a spy movie?
No. It is. If last year I was a bucket of popcorn.
You're the butter?
Nope.
Now you're the gold.
Now I am the award that you get at the end of the year if you are the best movie of the year.
Wow, you are that Academy
I am Academy
Oscar.
Award. An Oscar. You can call me Oscar today.
Wow.
Yes, my I did have
a very creative idea.
Thank you. I had a sword covering the front of me, and it's not covering the front of me anymore. It is a skin-tight suit. Only take the picture from above the waist right now, because the costume that I had, this is the costume I wore last night at the bar crawl, which I'm going to mention in a couple minutes.
Sure, yeah.
I had the sword because, of course, the Oscar is holding a sword, and that fell off very quickly last night.
Oh, yes, indeed
yes.
it did.
Just like your headphones just fell off, Greg.
See, it's Halloween. I mean, crazy things happen.
Crazy things
Halloween.
Are happening. Yes, it's spooky here in the studio.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, there's obviously someone else in here with us. Not just
yeah.
Chucky, not just Eric in the other room behind the bulletproof glass. Chucky's giving me a crazy smile.
Oh, let's our Meerkat watchers have to check out Chucky there.
If we had Marlon Wayans here, they'd, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's really
watch
creepy.
Watch the haunted house, too,
that's creepy.
Right? Is that what it's called?
So I'm confused. You're wearing a Michael Myers mask.
No.
And why did you bring Chucky?
Well,
right now you're not, but you were when you got here.
Because no, it was a Jason mask. You know why? Because Chucky needs to team up with some of these other horror icons. I think they'd be great together. You get Chucky and Freddy Krueger versus
like Alien
Michael
versus Predator.
Yeah, or
yeah.
you have Michael and Chucky versus Freddy and Jason. You know, you have one wisecracking loudmouth and the two mute guys that don't say anything. Although Michael kind of said something in the latest Rob Zombie Halloween movie, but I think they'd be fun going at it.
Yeah. Well, it would be a great team up. Of course, the Crypt Keeper. Remember, the Crypt
yes.
Keeper told us
John Kassir.
Yes, John Kassir said that the Crypt Keeper would win, hands down.
Actually, you're probably right.
Yeah.
I think he would take care
puppet.
Of business.
Yes, and I'm going to go with John Kassir winning because he was actually on the show, and Brad Dourif has never been on the show.
Yeah.
We tried
Brad Dourif on.
My favorite Brad Dourif role, movie role.
Yeah.
One Flew Over.
Yes.
Nice. Nice. And, of course, we that was 2 years ago, our Halloween special. Last year, we did a whole Ouija theme.
Yes.
This year, we've got a bit of a zombie theme. Of course, we're reviewing the new movie, Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
Yes, we are.
You saw it?
I didn't.
Oh,
I'm
oh my
sorry.
Gosh.
I know.
I gave you one job.
And David Koechner's in it, and I still didn't see it.
Well, I will review Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse. And then we will speak with Matt Mogick. Matt Moke. I should have checked on this.
I mean, come on. You get the guess. You should know how to pronounce their names.
Trust me, it's been a busy week. Zombie Research Society. He's founded this Zombie Research Society. He's going to tell us about the real sightings of zombies. Come on. Calm down. He's also on Talking Dead, if you're a fan.
We have E.G. Daily on?
Yeah, we have E.G. Daily. Did you know that?
Well, now I know.
Now you do, because I gave you the list. E.G. Daily will
He's
be
great.
Calling in.
From our childhood.
Yep.
Rugrats.
From
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yes. No, Pee-wee's
Big Adventure.
Big Adventure, sorry, yes.
Yeah, she's great.
Yes.
Dottie.
Yeah. And, of course, she's also a member of the Powerpuff Girls, right?
She's
one of my favorites.
So much.
Was she a voice on the Powerpuff Girls,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, Powerpuff Girls.
I know she does a lot of cartoon stuff.
And she's also been in some horror movies, including the new 31, the new Rob Zombie movie.
Don't call her that.
And
I watched The Devil's Rejects again the other night.
You
of
did?
Course, she has a role in that
she
as
does.
Well. Yeah.
She
yeah.
Does.
I had a question.
Yeah, she's in the hotel room, right?
Ken Forey or whatever comes out, and she's one of the girls with him.
And the guy that's in that just died, actually. Juliette Lewis's father.
Oh, yes, he did.
Jeffrey
Lewis.
A
couple months back.
No, just a couple weeks.
A couple months. I lose track of it. And we have another legend who is still alive, and his daughter's on later, right?
Yes, of course, yes. Juliette Landau.
Yes, another Juliet.
Yes, Juliette, she will be
another
joining
Juliet
us.
Another Juliet L.
I fell in love with her as Drusilla on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Angel, one of the only vampires I would ever love to make out with.
Angel?
And her father is Bela Lugosi.
Not Angel.
Oh.
No,
okay.
What? Yeah.
Are you sure?
Martin Landau. But what? Too much is going on.
I know.
No, not
we're
Angel. She's Drusilla.
Overload for Joseph.
Yes, Drusilla. I would love to make out with Drusilla, the vampire.
I haven't seen that show. I got to go back.
Oh
if it's on Netflix or whatever, I better check it out.
Yes. And we also have actor Ray Santiago, Ash versus Evil Dead.
I saw that last night.
You saw it last night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really enjoyed it.
Nice, nice. He does a good job in the show?
He's great.
Nice, awesome. And we also, now we talked about this movie earlier this month, Tales of Halloween.
Yes, we did.
We have on directors Axel Carolyn and Mike Mendez. Mm-hmm. They've directed two of the shorts in the film. And, of course, Axel is also responsible for collaborating the entire project.
Oh, great.
So, an amazing... I gave Tales of Halloween a breakthrough, 5 stars, an amazing film. You're going to love it. You're going to hear more about it today.
It's one you got to check out. If you're partying, whatever you're doing tonight, having a night in... or after you come back, you know, a lot of people like to watch a scary movie.
Yes.
If you have demand, get this video on demand, check it out. It's well worth it. It's kind of that new Halloween hit that we're going to see.
And it's also back in theaters.
You cannot relax on Halloween night if you want to stay in.
No, you can't. You can't. And that's the thing. Doris Markovic, our civil rights attorney, Doris Markovic of Markovic and Markovic and Levine, will be joining us at around 10:40 to tell us about Halloween, the legalities of Halloween. You know, tricks versus treats.
Like I can shoot people that come to my door?
You can ask her that question. I don't know. I'm not an attorney.
I don't
Doris
own a gun,
is.
But, I can only dream.
Well, then you can ask her, and then maybe you can find out if there's a way for you to get a gun by the end of the night.
What is on your face, by the way?
Gold makeup.
No, I that's what you're calling it, but...
What?
It looks more like you took yellow food coloring and put it in oatmeal and then swiped it on
your face. It is not very...
It's not yellow dye?
Gold, anything metallic is not very good to
it's
paint.
It's yellow number 7.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, now when we're at the store, my son Mason will go, "No, Dad, I don't want that. It has red 40 in it."
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow. But yes, Doris will be joining us. So if you have any legal questions,
where do you get these outfits?
Everywhere. I got it at Ross. No, I got this one at Savers. The spandex are here, whatever's going
really?
On here.
They have good stuff. They do a good job over there.
They do. And but of course, you got to be a little creative too.
You do.
They help you out. They help you out. They wanted to be on the show, so I should give a shout out to Savers.
The Savers.
They do really help you. If you need a last minute Halloween costume, go to Savers, and they will definitely hook you up.
I'll just go to my garage.
Well, I'm sure you. Well, then you should have brought it out today. I asked you to dress up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I wasn't gonna sift through that stuff.
Last year, I was looking for a last minute like clown outfit, and I went to the Savers.
But you found it this year.
Yeah.
There you go. And it was interesting because they actually had like a specific person they hired on just to run the Halloween aisle, and I guess he called himself, you know, like a Halloween fashion specialist.
Yeah, yeah.
Was really there, and not just like a normal worker or Savers. I mean, they actually just brought him in for that, which is interesting. But you know, they have good stuff, and usually prices are good.
Yes, yes, they do. And I do also want to, before I tell you about my my zombie walk and my Halloween crawl that I attended, those two events, I do want to give a shout out to our loyal listener, Bobby. I did call in and check on her yesterday, invited her to the Halloween crawl. She is doing well. Yeah. She's just busy. She's got a lot on her plate, but she does listen to the show, and she says we're doing a great job. We really do appreciate Bobby. Our very loyal and treasured listener. All of our listeners are treasured. We treasure them all.
Yeah.
Here's a picture of my friend Steve from the other night.
Oh, Steve.
Ooh. He's creepy.
You know who that is, right? That's Twisty the Clown from Freak Show.
Freak Show, yeah.
Oh, that's
American
right.
Horror Story.
Pretty good job, huh?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, good job, Steve.
And we should also say that from noon to 2 today, we've got Breakthrough Entertainment, Best of Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular.
Yes.
If you missed any of our celebrity-studded Halloween Spooktacular shows, you will get basically a recap of all those. You will hear all of our interviews in the span of 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's an amazing show. You're not going to want to miss it. Limited commercial interruption, actually, as well.
Outstanding.
Yeah, yeah. So definitely worth a listen if you don't have plans this Halloween or if you're busy getting ready. It is 59.50, yes.
All right, good job.
Yes. And, yes.
I can't believe Halloween's already here.
I know. I was getting so depressed last night after my Halloween crawl. But before we get to the depression, okay?
Yeah.
Last week, after the show, I went to the zombie walk, right?
Yes, I remember.
And I of course, had on, is the seance? One of our watchers wants to know when the seance is. The seance we did last year. Or two years ago, we did
something
a seance.
Like that. Yeah, we were trying to find Harry Houdini.
Yeah, we found Asmodeus, the demon. Actually, the archive is on breakradioshow.com if you have a chance to check it out today. You can hear our seance. Really creepy stuff. But I went to the zombie walk, and, you know, I had my... You can check out a picture on Facebook.
Did we turn the lights out for that?
We did turn the lights out, yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I got... Someone touched me inappropriately. I still...
Greg.
Dealing with therapy.
Well, actually, there's this little redheaded child walking around.
Yeah,
actually,
Chucky.
He's a 50-year-old man.
Creepy.
Oh. Sorry, I don't mean... Well...
David
Isaac?
Yeah,
Brad Dourif's probably in his 60s now.
Yeah, that's true.
But at the time...
Yeah, here's Kathleen as a zombie.
Oh. Oh,
ooh,
wow.
Hey.
Oh.
Oh, wow, that's creepy.
Yeah, wait, whose thumb is that?
Yeah.
That's my thumb.
That's your thumb.
She
that's
likes
your costume.
My thumb. I drew a picture on it.
Oh.
Yeah, Mr. Thumb.
Really?
Did she, like, try
to
bite your thumb?
I tried to make the thumb into a zombie, but it didn't work out.
Really creative. There. Hmm. But I went to the zombie walk, and I'm walking. You know, people are creepy at this. The people go all out, right? I thought I was creative in my zombie bride outfit. Which you can see on our Facebook page.
Pretty scary stuff.
Yes, very creepy stuff. But then I'm standing there, and all these people like looking at me, and they're like trying to take pictures and stuff. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
But then I'm standing there, and this old woman walks up, and she just stares at me, and I'm looking at her, and I nod like politely at the thank you very much, and she's smiling really creepy like, and I said, okay, you can move along now, you can go on, and she's still smiling. And then I realized that was my friend Christine.
Oh.
You know the super hot redhead that looks like Leslie Mann?
Yeah.
She was super creepy. Her skin was decaying.
Oh man.
She's not feeling very well.
Oh, poor Christine.
Yeah.
Did you bite her?
No, I didn't. I unfortunately, I don't know. I'm just not getting very lucky lately.
Lately.
Jinx 1, 2, 3.
Wow.
We won't be hearing Eric for a while.
But that was an amazing event, and then we also went to a Halloween party, which was wild out in Paradise Valley area.
Nice.
And then last night, I went to Old Town Scottsdale, dressed up in my Oscar outfit, my Academy Award costume, Halloween costume.
Nice.
People were whistling. They loved it. Just random people. And I met up with all my friends. Christine was dressed up as a really creepy clown last night. And then my friend Jim, I know he was dressed up as a firefighter stripper who was saving his girlfriend Emily, who was a black cat.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really creative costumes. Of course, Shannon was dressed up as a Renaissance princess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've met Shannon.
I think at the Christmas tree lighting last year.
Yeah, which we got news about
that
shortly.
Yeah.
And all of my friends, amazing costumes. It was terrific. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I drank a little.
Oh my gosh.
What tastes like gasoline? If you drink,
lots
a shot
of things.
Jameson, is that?
That's is a, like a whiskey or scotch, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Like a glass of that? Is that? Do you?
You mean like a full glass or a shot?
No, a shot. A shot. That's okay?
I don't know. Joseph, is it okay with you?
Well,
was that all you had? Was
No. No, then I had a glass of wine, a nice glass of wine, and then I had a Red Bull vodka Red Bull.
Okay.
And you don't drink?
And I don't drink normally. No, I don't drink. I'm no.
So you're probably all over the place.
I was spinning.
Was it sugar-free?
I am a lightweight
Red Bull?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. People were buying me stuff. If people give you, if people, you know, that's
the thing. That's when you drink, when people buy you things.
Of course.
Oh, you're a Jew.
No, I'm not. If someone hands me something, someone puts something in my hand, I will drink it or eat it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
So
let's find something around here, Eric, that we can get him to eat.
Fine Irish whiskey.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So I was spinning the word, and then I saw Chewbacca. Either I was literally seeing things, or there was a professional Chewbacca there at Old Town Scottsdale. Creepy things.
He probably really was.
I think so. I don't know. I don't know. I was spinning, and then I started, drunk texting people and stuff, things that I probably shouldn't text and stuff. And then
you should have meerkatted them.
I should have. I should have. You know, that wouldn't have been a good idea at all. Because remember
why I said it.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been great meerkatted.
Yeah, probably would have.
I couldn't really think of the name. Like you said, great radio, like great meerkatted.
Great video, great live stream.
Yeah, there you go. You would have had thousands of people tuning in to see drunk Joseph.
I'd like to go make some coffee, but I can't trust you guys alone.
I know. Yeah,
we're okay.
It's kind of sketchy today. We're okay. Yeah, we're okay.
We got Charles with us.
Charles will keep us in line. And then
Charles in charge.
And then some girl from my past was there, and that always
gets. Was it an ex lover?
No. Do I look like I have any ex lovers?
No.
No. See, this is clearly
trying to help you.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Chucky.
Yeah, that's true. That's Chucky
that's
from
Marlon,
2 years ago.
Wayne's ex lover.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Love
her. Lance, who's been on the show, BreakRadioShow.com.
Chucky is pretty cute.
And, amazing night. So I stayed out until 1 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
I told you before.
Curfew, buddy.
I know. I'm usually in bed by 7:30. What?
Is that true?
Yeah.
You're usually in bed by 7:30?
Of course. Yeah. I'm an old man. But, of course, then I could not fall asleep. I told you I can't, get wound down. I'm too wound up after these bar crawls and events. So I was too worked up, and I couldn't just, wind down. So I just, laid in bed. So I am running on Red Bull and vodka right now.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. So can we get some more of that?
Yeah. I have my Dunkin' coffee.
No, not on air?
No, not in the studio, not in the building.
Oh, okay.
No Red Bull vodka, sorry.
No.
Oh. I was going to ask him.
You know, so Lorna Doones, maybe.
Yeah.
No. Wine? Can we wine?
No.
No, we can't do wine.
Nothing.
Either.
No drinking. No.
We don't want you bouncing off the walls of the studio, Joseph.
Yes.
Okay. Oh.
You would be all over the place.
Well, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween special is just taking a downhill turn.
Just kidding. We got
some now
good
you're
stuff
depressed.
Coming in.
I'm kidding. No, there's no time to be depressed because we've got an amazing show, like we said earlier. And Michael Jackson is going to take us into our break.
Okay.
Are we going to dance this for our Meerkat listeners?
If I have my mask on, I will. I don't want them to see me. It's trying to be scary. Yeah, we'll let Joseph do it. And the listenership on Meerkat is at zero now. Thank you, Joseph.
We're going higher. Oh,
there you go.
Actually, we did lose some.
Yeah. What's this guy doing?
Wow, that's a shame.
No, but always exciting. Halloween time. You got to be safe out there. Don't do what Joseph does. And Yeah, some fun stuff. Are we going to break right now?
Oh, yeah, let's take a break.
Okay. Sure, we'll seems that way.
Scout's Guide to Zombie Apocalypse.
All right, talk about that, and then a lot of great guests today right here on Halloween Spectacular Part 5, is it? And we'll be right back. Yeah.